freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up. The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then there's
Maud.
That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.
Right on, Maud.
After the ball is over, Mary takes out her glass eye, puts her false teeth in cold water.
What are you singing? Ever since Jane came to visit, you've been carrying on like a sorority girl.
Oh, honey, that's exactly what I feel like. As a matter of fact, do you know that Jane and I used to sing that song way back in our sorority days when we were young and the dinosaurs ruled the earth? I can't tell you how fantastic it is to have Jane here. Hey, Jane, remember this one? Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We danced and we danced, 'cause the room had no bed.
Hey, Maud, remember this one?
Button up your overcoat. You forgot your pants.
Oh. Now, that was a doozy. Do you realize that we actually used to say doozy?
And nifty.
Yeah, and when a good-looking guy walked by,
hubba, 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 hubba. Hubba.
Jane.
Oh, Maud, I can't remember when I had such a good time.
You two women are behaving like a couple of teenagers.
Yes, and this teenager better truck on out to the kitchen and see how our beef stroganoff's doing.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Mother, how come there's six place settings? There's just the three of us, Jane and Arthur. Phillip's at Jimmy's.
Well, you never know who might drop in. I mean, a weary traveler, a hungry wayfarer.
Mother, you're not making sense.
I'm not? Well, maybe that's nature's way of telling you to mind your own business.
Oh, I hope Arthur likes my stroganoff. It's my best shot.
Arthur Harmon? He'll love it. How can you miss with a man who gives 4 stars to Franco-American spaghetti? Oh, Janie, I can't tell you how thrilled I am that you and Arthur are hitting it off.
Oh, so am I, Maud. He's so adorable. Yeah. He's got that cuddly kind of face. Yeah. And do you know, I think he knows more about old movies than anybody I know.
Of course, and you have that in common. Oh, Jane, I mean, you have so much in common.
And on top of everything else, he's a doctor.
Right. Do you know, you could be dying and never have to leave the house.
They've only known each other 3 days.
Honey, when you're over 40 and single, you don't count days, you count opportunities. Besides, if nothing's happened, she still had a good time.
And if something does happen,
then Arthur had a good time.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
You two are a riot. So are some of these pictures in the family album.
Oh, Jane, look at this one.
Oh, my goodness, our school pageant. Here I am playing Betsy Ross, Carol.
Who's the good-looking guy?
It's me. I was George Washington. I was also Robin Hood, Benjamin Franklin, and St. Francis of Assisi. Carol, if you never want to be typecast, don't be the tallest girl with the deepest voice in an all-girls school. Carol, look. Here's a picture of Jane with Linda.
That's Linda?
Yeah, Jane's daughter. Oh, she couldn't have been more than 4 years old. Oh, is that adorable?
Adorable. Oh. If I'd known how she was going to turn out, I'd have bought a poodle instead.
Jane, how can you talk that way about your own daughter?
Maud, you tell me. Would an adorable daughter try to take her mother to court?
She did that?
Over the money your father left her. If Harvey had wanted her to blow $25,000 on gurus with greasy ponytails, he wouldn't have named me executor of his estate. He'd have named Sonny and Cher.
Still and all. Jane, I mean, it's so sad. You come all the way from Chicago. You don't even call your own daughter. Remember that poem? Oh, my son's my son till he gets him a wife. But my daughter's my daughter for all of her life.
Then there's that other poem. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 quack. Listen, I don't want to talk about it. We have never gotten along, and we never will. So if I've got to make myself look seductive for Arthur, I better go upstairs and beat this chin into submission.
You know, honey, I have an overwhelming feeling that tonight is going to be the happiest night of Jane's life.
I have an overwhelming feeling, too, Mother. The extra place setting, all this lovey-dovey mother-daughter talk. You invited Jane's daughter, didn't you?
Not necessarily.
Mother, you're lying!
How dare you say that to St. Francis of Assisi? I did invite her over here. I told her that her mother was dying to see her.
That is the most outrageous lie you have ever told.
It is not. When you were 2 years old, you asked me what your belly button was for. And I told you it was a place to keep salt if you wanted to eat celery in bed. Jane and Linda to have the same lovely relationship that we have. So will you stop being a rotten kid?
Mother, you are trying to run other people's lives again.
I am not trying to run other people's lives again.
Well, at least I know I'm in the right house. Mmm, smells good. Beef stroganoff?
Mm-hmm. Jane's making dinner tonight. You know it's Arthur's favorite.
Naturally. When is the wedding, Maud?
Walter, I only introduced them to each other 3 days ago.
That's what I mean. You're already 2 days behind schedule.
Hi, Walter.
Jane, that's terrific.
Oh, Jane, you look exquisite. You're every inch the beauty I am.
Yeah, I know, Maud. The only thing that gets me through the day is saying to myself in the mirror every morning, mirror, mirror, no matter how blue, Ava Gardner is older than you.
You do that too. I take from Dolores Del Rio.
Who's Dolores Del Rio?
A river in Mexico.
You know, when I look in the mirror...
Oh, who cares, Walter, who cares?
Boy, it's freezing out there. I should have worn an overcoat. Just coming from next door, I am freezing. 11 American beauties. The 12th is you.
Oh, they're lovely, Arthur.
You recognize the line?
11 American beauties, the 12th is you. Walter Pigeon to Greer Garson. Mrs. Miniver, 1942.
Close. David Niven to Loretta Young, 1939.
Oh, of course.
You don't write dialogue like that anymore.
You're so thoughtful, Arthur.
You're so lovely, Jane. Loveliness makes thoughtfulness a pleasure. Arthur to Jane, 1973.
I bet all your lady patients fall in love with you, Arthur.
Well, it's getting harder to handle all the time. Blow on my stethoscope, and I'll follow you anyway.
You better follow me right now, because there's something I want you to see. Look, Maud and me in our high school musical. Now, wait. Who do I remind you of?
I got it. Thelma Todd, Bottoms Up, 1932.
How about me, Arthur?
Charles Lawton, Mutiny on the Bounty.
Five American fingers, Arthur. One of them is for you. Wolfman, Boys Town, 1946.
Well, it isn't often that I get such lovely roses. I better put these in water.
I'll go with you, lovely lady. Nothing turns me on like sniffing, shivering, stroganoff.
You know, I think Jane is really taken with Arthur.
And why not? Arthur's quite a catch. A doctor, single, fairly well-to-do.
Yeah, and not bad-looking when he's wearing a surgical mask.
Hi, I have this big problem. I need to be jumped. Oh, you see, it's so cold out that my car is stalled twice and my battery's dead.
Linda!
Oh, oh my goodness, you're gorgeous!
Walter, this is Linda, Jane's little girl.
Oh, Jane's little girl. Hi, little girl.
Linda, this is Walter, my husband.
Hi, Walter. That's a groovy mustache you got.
Thanks.
I love black mustaches.
Yeah, his is gray. Oh, Linda, honey, there's someone in the kitchen who is dying to see you.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Believe it. And not less than 5 minutes ago, your mother was quoting this lovely poem about a girl burying the hatchet. 40 times.
I'd say just a wee bit more paprika. What would you say, Florida?
I'd say get out of my kitchen.
Jane. Jane, Linda's here.
Linda? My Linda?
Now, look, before you say anything, she misses you.
She misses her money. They'll be reunited on her 30th birthday.
Oh. Honey, she came, braved the snow, sleet, and hail, risking a chest cold. Just so she could see you. Now, honey, she doesn't want another night of bitterness or resentment.
Mom,
give her a chance. Give her a chance, Jane. She's your little girl.
Linda? Mother? Little Linda. Little mother.
You see, and you two said it wouldn't work. Arthur, I bet you never dreamed that anyone as young and beautiful as Jane could have such a grown-up daughter. They look like sisters, don't they?
This is my daughter, Linda. Linda, this is my very dear friend, Dr. Arthur Harmon. Oh, Mother, shame on you. Oh, goodness, he looks young enough to be an intern.
Oh, not really.
Doctor, you make house calls. I'm home an awful lot.
Mae West to Cary Grant. She done him wrong.
1934. That's right!
1933. Right. You really are Jane's little girl, aren't you?
Yes.
Jane's little girl.
I really am. Listen, Artie, you wouldn't happen to have a pair of jumper cables in your little black bag, would you? My battery's dead.
Oh, I doubt that.
No.
Your battery's dead. Your battery's dead. As a matter of fact, I happen to have a pair of jumper cables in my garage right next door.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll go along with you and I'll help you hold the flashlight.
Arthur, what about the beef stroganoff?
Oh, I'll put a little more paprika in it. It'll be fine.
Oh, listen, aren't you going to freeze? It's cold out, Arthur.
Yeah, it's like spring out there.
Where do you keep your razor blades?
Oh, Jane, honey, I think you got the wrong impression. Look, I've known Arthur for years. I got a totally different picture. Didn't you get a different picture, Walter?
Oh, yeah. James Mason, Lolita, 1963.
One little lie, Florida. I tell one little lie to try to bring a mother and daughter together, and look what happens. Carol calls me a meddler. Walter says that I'm interfering. Arthur runs off with Linda, and Jane, my best friend in the whole world, is so angry she won't even look at me. My whole life could be sponsored by Procter & Gamble.
I wish it was. I could turn it off. What are you doing?
I'm hiding Jane's mink coat so that she can't go to Chicago and ruin her life. Oh, Florida, it's terrible. Every time I come near her, she looks the other way. And she's furious because Arthur and Linda never did get back for dinner last night.
I kind of figured that when you offered me beef stroganoff for breakfast.
Where is everybody? You send out a call for help and the whole world ignores you.
Mother, I'm here. Are you all right? I left the office as soon as you called.
Hello, darling.
Mother, you said when you phoned you drank a bottle of shampoo by mistake and were writhing in pain on the bathroom floor.
I did, dear, but the shampoo turned out to be cream soda and the pain was gas. Oh, honey, the important thing is that you're here.
Well, you had me worried. Why did you tell me you I drank shampoo.
Be reasonable, Carol. Would you have come if I told you I drank cream soda?
Maud, how bad is it?
Don't worry about it, Walter. It was just cream soda.
The basement's flooded with cream soda?
Never mind that. Never mind that. The important thing is that you're both here.
Maud, do you realize you took me away from the store?
And you took me away from the office?
Look, Jane is in trouble and she needs our help.
Maud? Well, I think Jane is leaving.
If that is Jane. Jane? You, Jane.
That's her, all right.
What's the matter, Jane? Got a pain in the neck?
Yes, and you're married to it.
Won't help, Walter.
Jane, darling, now come on. That's so unfair.
The hell it is, and don't you darling me.
Look, Jane. Jane. Oh, come on. Now, Jane, this is ridiculous. You can't go through life not looking at me.
Why not? There are 900 million people in China who never look at you, and they get by.
Yep. Jane, let's be honest. How many of them really get by? Two, maybe three dozen. Jane. All right, I lied to you last night. Jane. All right, Jane. I won't look at you either. Then I lied again.
And I'm leaving.
Oh, Jane.
Where's my coat?
I hid it.
All right, then I'll leave without it.
Jane, be reasonable. Nobody goes to Chicago without a mink coat.
Damn, Maud. Why can't you mind your own business?
It's funny how everybody eventually gets around to that question.
Thank you for that, Walter.
Maud! Oh, Maud. Maud, are you all right?
If it isn't Mr. Last Tango in Paris.
This. My answering service said you had a broken leg.
Yeah, I did, but it went away. I took a couple of my dolls.
Maud, you got me here on false pretenses.
Look, Arthur, don't you think you should tell Jane what happened last night? How you couldn't get Linda's car started, so you sent her home in a cab, and then standing there waiting for the tow truck, how you slipped on the ice and hurt your back, so that you went right home, took a hot tub, and then went to bed.
I really think you should have a doctor look at that eye, Maud. Actually, I drove Linda home and had a few drinks in her apartment. A pad, as she calls it. That's quite a little girl you've got there, Jane. It's quite a pad. Burning incense, cushions all over the place, half a dozen cats, maybe more. You ever try counting cats when you'd had a little too much vino?
Maud, how much more of this do I have to take? Now, I'm calling a cab.
Oh, Arthur, tact. T-A-C-T is the only four-letter word that doesn't describe you.
Maud, where is my coat?
All right, I'll get it. It's in the closet. But Jane, you are not leaving until you've heard the whole story.
Listen, Walter, do you get the impression that I'm being insulted here?
Arthur, cool it. Go squat in a neutral corner.
I don't like your attitude, Walter. What are you doing on around here?
Please. Now, look, we're not all here yet. There is one person missing, but any minute now, the doorbell, that's the answer. Now, look, behind that door is the missing person. Behind this door is the reason we are all gathered here. Will you come in, please?
United Parcel.
Why can't you mind your own business? Jane, what are you doing?
I intend to wait outside for my taxi.
Oh, Jane, please, please, give this a chance to work, I beg of you.
Oh, Mother.
Linda, what are you doing here?
I'm hugging you, Mother.
Maud called me and said you decided to give me my money.
Let me tell you something, sweetheart.
Yes, Mother.
Maud lied.
Oh, now, look, Linda, before you fly off the handle, listen, do you know how difficult it is to get a group of people like this together during the day?
Do you think it's easy for me to come in
here? Now, that's right. Please, everybody, sit down.
We're crying
please,
out.
Louse it down.
I could have been at the store.
Please.
I could have sold a couple of washers.
Walter!
Sit. All right, now. Linda, Jane, Carol, Arthur, Walter, let me explain.
Don't tell me, Maud, it's a Tupperware party.
God will get you for that. Now look, there is still a very thin thread of a relationship that I have with all of you. Please, for the sake of that thread, give me 5 minutes. I mean, you're all dear friends and family, and who amongst us is so without guilt that he could cast the first stone?
Well, I...
Shut up, you're probably the guiltiest one here. Now, look, I know that you're all a little miffed at me, but let's examine my motive for a minute. I mean, I invite my dearest friend in the world, a widow, to come to visit me. I try to seek a little companionship for her with a licensed MD, a surgeon from next door. I try to reunite her with her own flesh and blood daughter when they haven't spoken to each other in over 8 years. Now, is there a crime in this? I mean, if anybody can see a crime in this, please raise your hands. That many. Well, I refuse to believe it. I refuse to believe it. I may be old-fashioned, but I believe that love conquers all. Now, look, with all the hostility in this room, all we need is one person, just one person, to say something nice about somebody else. Linda, the Bible says, and a little child shall lead. So you begin. Say something nice about your dear mother.
M is for the money mommy owes.
Stop that!
Me.
Linda, your mother loves you.
If she loved me, she'd give me my $25,000.
Not the $25,000 that your father sweated blood for. Oh, Carol, if I only had a daughter like you.
If you had, you'd be hearing from my lawyer. Linda's right.
Carol.
She is 26 years old. Mother Jane has no right trying to control her life.
And to think that I gave up martinis for 6 months so I could breastfeed you. Don't move. Everybody stay right here. I'll be right back. Don't move. Hello? What? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you now. I said I can't talk to you now. All right, hold on. Jane.
Never mind. I've heard quite enough from your pipsqueak daughter.
Oh, Carol, if only I had a mother like you.
If only I had a daughter like me.
Look, something tells me there's no place for me in this argument.
Something tells me there is no place for you, period.
Linda, follow Arthur into the sunset, and I hope you roast in it.
Arthur? You thought I was interested in Dr. Doolittle there? Can you beat that, Carol? Can you imagine me being interested in a middle-aged man who comes to my apartment, sits on my floor, has one glass of wine, and throws up on my cat?
You didn't have to tell everybody that.
Now, look, Arthur, nobody is leaving until we get this whole thing straight.
Horse feathers, I have no time for this nonsense. Do you realize a patient of mine could be dying somewhere without my help? I mean, you know what I mean.
See what you're doing, Mother?
Carol, where are you going?
Upstairs to drink a bottle of shampoo.
What? So where are you going?
To the store.
But it's too late now.
The liquor store. I need strength.
That's my taxi. Goodbye, my darling.
Oh, Jane, please.
Goodbye, Mother dear. Oh, listen, don't bother to write. Just send money.
Linda.
Maud, there is no law that says a mother and daughter have to love one another, but there should be one that says they have to live in separate cities. Goodbye. And thanks for straightening things out.
Oh, Jane, listen. Jane, wait. Hello, I'm back. What? I'm listening. I said I'm listening.
Mother.
Wait a minute, hold on a minute.
I'm sorry I got angry at you. I thought about it. What you tried to do for Jane and Linda was really a very sweet thing.
Thank you, Carol. I can't tell you what a daughter's love and respect means to a mother. Yeah.
What? What? Oh, come on now. This is the last straw. Well, look, from now on, will you just keep your opinions to yourself and stop bugging me? Goodbye, Mother.
Mother, you're really something. After all this, you still think Linda and Jane will get together?
Well, of course I do. I mean, mothers and daughters can fight, but all through their lives, Carol, they're attached to each other with an unseen umbilical cord, which makes it very difficult going through a revolving door.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.